This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Join Peace and Planet to build a nuclear-free, peaceful, just, and sustainable world. Global activities this weekend. On the eve of the 2015 Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty Review conference at the United Nations, Peace and Planet is organizing a number of events this weekend in New York City to build a nuclear-free, peaceful, just, and sustainable world. During 4 weeks in April and May, governments from around the world will meet at the UN to conduct a 5-year review of the treaty. Civil society is calling on governments to end the threat of nuclear weapons by negotiating for their complete prohibition and elimination, which is a requirement of the treaty. Peace and Planet is organizing a conference, rally, march, and peace festival in Midtown Manhattan. On Friday and Saturday, April 24th and 25th, there will be an International Peace and Planet Conference. It is anticipated that 800 people working for nuclear abolition, economic, racial, and environmental justice, and an end to war will attend. The conference will be live-streamed to your computer. The opening ceremony will begin on Friday, April 24th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, followed by the opening plenary at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The plenary is entitled, quote, Connecting the Struggles for a Nuclear-Free, Peaceful, Just, and Sustainable World, close quote, and will feature Manuel Pino, a professor at Scottsdale College and co-founder of the Acoma Laguna Coalition for a Safe Environment and board president of the Indigenous Environmental Network. On Saturday, April 25th, the second plenary, two workshops, and a closing plenary entitled, quote, Looking Forward, Movement Building, and Actions for the Future, close quote, will also be live-streamed. On Sunday, April 26th, there will be a rally, march, and peace festival. The rally will be held at Union Square North, where the march to Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza will begin. During the festival, millions of petition signatures calling for the abolition of nuclear weapons, many of which have been collected by Japanese anti-nuclear activists, will be presented to Ambassador Taos Faruqi of Algeria and UN High Representative for Disarmament Affairs Angela Kane. You can support this work by signing the petition at peaceandplanet.org. If you would like to join in but cannot travel to Manhattan, please consider organizing a local event for the Global Wave, a simple public wave action in cities around the world. The wave will begin at the Sunday, April 26th Peace Rally in New York City at 1 p.m. It will proceed westward through each time zone at 1 p.m. People will gather to wave goodbye to nuclear weapons through symbolic acts and events. Please photograph your event and post them at globalwave2015.org. For more information, go to globalwave2015.org. For more information about these events, please visit peaceandplanet.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, visit our website at nuclearactive.org.